Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 78 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Several state-funded agencies could have surging pension costs in the next 2 weeks.
The Lexington-Fayette Urban Council has approved the city's new budget.
Officials say unemployment in Kentucky was unchanged in May.
Kentucky's Attorney General is warning students about loan relief scams.
In sports, a Columbia State basketball player is signed to play with the MSU Eagles.
And now taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds with a low around 62. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 84. Chance of precipitation is 60%.
Several state-funded agencies could have surging pension costs in the next 2 weeks. According to WKYT, right now pension contributions from quasi-governmental agencies such as health departments, domestic violence shelters, and regional universities sit at just under 50%. If no new bill is passed by July 1st, they will have to contribute more than 80%, which could bring layoffs and other cuts. State Senator Brandon Smith says if nothing else, this recent uproar on pension will at least bring more attention to the problem.
Fixing this thing after the crisis has happened, if we miss this deadline and it does cause people to lose their job, it's kind of like putting your seatbelt on after the crash. And so the good thing is this. I mean, there's a lot of positives from the pension thing. Is everybody's talking about it. You know, I've been in office for a long time, and there was never really this kind of emphasis. There was not an in-depth look at it. There was not this many people that were concerned about it.
Once the deadline passes, state-funded agencies such as mental health programs and child abuse centers would likely have to lay employees off. Senators are optimistic that they can strike a deal. The Courier-Journal reports officials with the Bevin administration believe there are enough votes to get a pension bill passed.
The Lexington-Fayette Urban Council has approved the city's new budget. The version is very similar to Mayor Linda Gorton's suggested plan from last April. Some changes to the proposed budget were made. Money was added to avoid 12 days of furloughs for top staff. City employees will also be receiving one-time bonuses. Gorton's plan asked for 15% cuts from each city department. She told WKYT that rising pension costs needed to be offset.
The fixed cost, mostly because of the added pension every year, is going up. So, you know, something had to give.
Picadome Pool will be closing due to the cuts. The Children's Museum, the Explorium, is also facing heavy cuts. They're looking for donors to make up for the loss, but will likely have to increase pricing for activities. Gorton says the budget has been met with a lot of support.
Kentucky officials say the state's unemployment rate was unchanged in May. The Kentucky Center for Statistics says the state's seasonally adjusted jobless rate was at 4% last month. The preliminary figure matched April's rate but was down from the 4.4% rate in May 2018. State officials say Kentucky's leisure and hospitality sector added 1,800 positions from April to May of this year. They say construction employment increased by 800 jobs in May, while employment in the education and health services sector rose by 200 jobs last month. They say employment in the state's professional and business services sector fell by 1,100 jobs in May. The financial activity sector reported 600 fewer jobs in the month of May.
Attorney General Andy Beshear has issued a scam alert to warn former and current college students about companies offering student loan debt relief for a fee. Beshear's office and the Federal Trade Commission say it is illegal for companies to charge upfront fees before providing debt relief services. Kentuckians in Allen, Breckenridge, Clark, Davies, Fayette, Jefferson, Kenton, Mason, and Warren counties have recently reported receiving strange calls and voicemails from a woman claiming she needs to discuss new federal student loan repayment options. Men getting the calls say they don't even have student loans, but were provided a callback number and reference number. The third-party companies behind the calls claim to offer document preparation services and pretend they can help you qualify for a loan forgiveness program, but they may want upfront fees and personal and financial information. Beshear's Office of Consumer Protection urges former and current students who feel they are victims of questionable services to contact their office and file a complaint.
Goodwill Industries of Kentucky has partnered with the Lexington VA healthcare system in an effort to better service veterans in central and eastern Kentucky. Goodwill has committed to providing vouchers in $10 increments, totaling $30,000 a year to the Lexington VA. Devon Holt, Vice President of External Affairs for Goodwill Industries of Kentucky, told LEX 18 the VA services will be provided through Somerset, Moorhead, Hazard, and Berea in addition to Lexington. Leaders say they hope to expand the program across the state.
Heavy rains are causing problems for Kentucky farmers. Flooding, mudslides, and more are delaying hay baling. Farmers fear that although the rain has given their livestock plenty to graze on now, they may have to explore alternate feeding options for the winter. University of Kentucky agriculture agent Brandon Sears told WKYT it had not been dry enough to store any hay.
Sometimes you lose the hay altogether because it just never dries out enough to get baled. In a perfect world, we would have baled hay about a month to a month and a half ago.
The hay needs to be dry for a minimum of 4 days before it can be cut, but current weather patterns may cause the hay to rot and become unusable. Sears also says the hay becomes less nutritious the longer it grows, which could become another issue for cattle farmers in the winter. He says all farmers can do is wait out the weather.
A group of Connecticut children and teenagers is making its annual trip to Martin County this weekend to help the community. The nonprofit organization called RAMP is a group of moms and their children from Connecticut committed to the school children and community of Martin County, Kentucky, by providing fresh produce and nutritious food for them. RAMP founder Amy Guiri said she decided to get involved years ago after she watched a show by Diane Sawyer called Hidden America, Children in the Mountains.
We started helping out with the backpack snack program and some food programs and microloan programs. And then we became pretty much a full-blown nonprofit, and we've grown into, we feed 250 families a month in our food pantry, 360 kids on our backpack program.
Guiri's son, Logan, founded RAMP Kids, which includes more than 30 children and teenagers from Connecticut involved with the organization on a regular basis. Since 2013, they have made trips to Martin County to help hands-on. They are traveling there again this weekend.
Next month marks the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong and the Apollo 11 crew landing and walking on the moon. Coming up this fall, you'll be a short drive away from experiencing that history, making the mission for yourself. The command module used in the mission will be the centerpiece of a new exhibit at the Cincinnati Museum Center in September. It's the fifth and final stop for the Smithsonian's traveling exhibition, Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission.
And it could be a more appropriate time because here we are making announcements in 2024 of going back to the moon, the Artemis program of landing the next man and the first woman on the moon. And I think that it's just a really exciting time.
That was Mark Armstrong talking with WLWT-TV. The exhibition chronicles NASA astronauts Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Buzz Aldrin's accomplishment and explores the birth and development of the American space program and space race with over 20 related artifacts. The exhibit opens at the Museum Center on September 28th. Tickets go on sale July 20th.
Kentucky Power is celebrating its 100th year servicing Eastern Kentucky. As part of the centennial celebration, an exhibit at the Highlands Museum in Ashland is showcasing the company's history. It displays photos and memorabilia, as well as a photo tracing the company's early years and continued development of Eastern Kentucky over the last 100 years. Allison Barker is the corporate communications manager for Kentucky Power. She says the anniversary is an important milestone for the company.
In today's world, it's becoming less common for a company to reach a 100th anniversary. So we're very proud to be a company here in Eastern Kentucky and been serving customers and businesses since 1919.
Individuals can view the display at the Highlands Museum and Discovery Center through August.
The Moorhead Rotary Club's Shoes for Good Drive has been successful in reaching its 2,500 shoe goal. The campaign was launched to raise money to paint a mural in downtown Moorhead. Donations will be accepted until Sunday at the recycling center. There will be drives for suitcases, lice medication, socks, and gloves for foster children in the fall.
And taking a look at sports this afternoon, Jaden Stanley Williams has joined the Moorhead State men's basketball program and will suit up for head coach Preston Spradlin's club in 2019-2020. Stanley Williams comes to MSU after a season at Columbia State in Tennessee. Here's Eagles head coach Preston Spradlin on the signing.
He's an NCAA qualifier that'll come here with 3 years, and he's that kind of stretch four, big wing type player for us. He's already got a great body, shoots it from the perimeter, good ball skills, and he just checks a lot of boxes for us in terms of great character, good motor, high academics, values getting his degree, and so we're excited about the maturity he's going to add to our roster.
Stanley Williams follows in the path of recent Eagles senior A.J. Hicks, also from Columbia State. The 6'7" forward averaged 9 points and 9 rebounds per game for head coach Winston Neal at Columbia State last season, helping his team to a 20-win campaign. Stanley Williams completes the Eagles recruiting class for 2019-2020. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The S&P 500 was little changed after reaching a fresh record high earlier in the day, as Wall Street concludes a week that saw strong gains in equities. And at the close, the Dow Industrials actually showed a small loss of 34.11 at 26,718.86. The S&P 500, which did reach an intraday high, an all-time high, I should say, actually finished the day down 3.66 at 2950.52, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 19.63 at 8031.71. The major stock indexes jumped to their session highs after it was reported that Vice President Michael Pence would postpone a China policy address amid, quote, positive signs on trade. But stocks pared most of those gains after the Commerce Department barred 5 additional Chinese companies from buying U.S. components without approval. Chip stocks fell on the department's decision. Micron shares were down 3.7%, Advanced Micro lost 2.4%, and Xilinx shares dropped more than 1%. Despite the choppy trading action today, stocks were headed for sharp weekly gains as investors cheered the prospects of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates as soon as next month. The Dow and S&P were both up more than 2% for the week, while the NASDAQ was up 3.4%. Crude prices also surged this week as tensions between the U.S. and Iran increased after a drone was shot down over Iranian airspace. President Trump reacted to the incident by saying Iran made a very big mistake. U.S. oil in today's trade was up 0.6% at $57.44 a barrel, and it was up more than 9% for the week. And, of course, this week's moves come as investors brace for a meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping at next week's G20 summit in Japan, and the two leaders are expected to discuss the ongoing trade war between China and the U.S. As mentioned in the commodities markets today, oil very strong, finishing over $57 a barrel and actually up around 1% in trading for the day. Gold was up 0.5% at $1,403.20 an ounce. And, of course, gold is surging on a weaker dollar. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger down 88 cents at $22.25, Fifth Third Bank up 6 cents at $27.36, PPL up 20 cents at $31.74, UPS down $1.21 at $102.19, Humana up $11.56 at $270.39, and Valvoline was down 11 cents to finish at $18.99. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.